Welcome back to the Gary Sharp Show here on 1620 The Zone. I'm filling in for Gary. I'm Ravi Lula. George Norwood in here with me. And I wanted to get into a little bit about the conversation that Brian Munson and I were having, Brian Munson from Husker Online, were having about Kevin Warren and his leadership of the Big 12, or Big 10, excuse me. Because I think we're in kind of a critical time to have good leadership within your conferences. And the reason I say that is whatever faults Jim Delaney has, and we talked a little bit about this with Michael Severe in the extended crossover, whatever faults Jim Delaney had, I don't think lack of vision was one of them. And sometimes that vision didn't execute the way he hoped. Sometimes it didn't execute at all. But I think his forward thinking regarding television rights, regarding conference expansion, helped position the Big Ten where it is here today as, in my opinion, one of the only conferences which is not overtly vulnerable right now. I think the SEC and the Big Ten are the safest conferences in terms of their current situation and improving it rather than having to worry about. I think the Pac-12 and the Big 12 genuinely have to worry about surviving this in terms of their conference existing moving forward. I don't think that's a current concern for the Big 10 or the SEC, which is a credit to the forward thinking of Jim Delaney, which is would put them in this position. My concern is that Kevin Warren doesn't have what it takes to keep the Big Ten in this position of strength. Because last time that this all happened, in the conference realignment musical chairs, where it looked as though all the dominoes may fall and somebody was going to be left without a place to sit, the Big Ten was on the forefront of making sure that was not them. They went out and got Nebraska to even out their conference. And then they went out and got Maryland and Rutgers. And listen, we can argue till we're blue in the face whether Maryland and Rutgers were the right fits for the Big Ten. And there's very compelling arguments to make that they were not. But they were not passive in seeing what happened with conference realignment. They went out and secured their borders. They went out and made sure the Big Ten was safe moving forward. That's not something that the Big 12 did, and they paid for it. They lost Nebraska and Texas A&M and Colorado and Missouri. And listen, I think TCU was a good ad. I think West Virginia is a fine ad, but they had to scramble once things happened to them. They were reactive rather than proactive. And in this situation, you don't want that, especially if you're a conference that, like the Big 12, again, this is happening to them again, is not in a position of strength again. Now, because of the actions of Jim Delaney in the past that put the Big 10 here, I don't think that's a concern for them right now. But I do think that college football and major money college sports as we know it, aside from the NIL, although that's part of this, is going to change in a way that we don't recognize in the next 5 to 10 years. Whether, and again, I mentioned this with Michael, whether they break off completely from the NCAA, whether they form their own version of the Super League, like the European soccer teams were trying to do over the summer. If they do that with your four super conferences and they basically form their own division, I think the face of money college sports, revenue-making college sports, is about to look a lot different. And I don't know that Kevin Warren has the vision to lead the Big Ten there. And this is why that matters. And we'll get to Brian Christopherson here in a few minutes. But this is why this matters, because unlike basically every other conference, the Big Ten has a very strong, and I would argue strange, attachment to their traditions. Whether it's the kickoff time of the Rose Bowl, which they're weirdly protective of, or their kind of clinging to the amateur model with the insistence of including only academically worthy schools into their athletic conference. And I understand you want to be associated with certain people. I get it. But that's a difficult thing to balance when you're dealing with what has essentially become professional sports. Big Ten football and Big Ten basketball are the equivalent of professional sports in the terms of the money they bring in. And it's really an interesting dynamic that the Big Ten plays, because let's say I'm right. Let's say they do form a super league of power conference teams that breaks off from the NCAA. The Big Ten would obviously warrant inclusion based on their athletic abilities of their member schools, but I'm not 100% sure that the presidents and chancellors, who would have to sign off on all of this, would give up their academic standings in order to become part of a super league. So does the Big Ten stay with a largely reshaped and refaced NCAA? Would they move on to a potential super league where the money for college sports is bigger than we've ever seen? But you also have to remember that the money that universities themselves bring in makes the money from college sports seem laughable. There's a ton that goes into this that most of the other schools that are playing Power 5 football don't have to consider. But the Big Ten, I think, likes to think of themselves as the Ivy League with good sports. And I think that could potentially become a huge talking point, maybe conflict point, if things progress the way that I envision they could in terms of essentially forming a new division of college sports. And that's why, to me, the leadership or questionable leadership of Kevin Warren is such a concerning thing, because you have to have somebody with a lot of conviction and a lot of vision to move forward in today's college landscape. And I don't know if he's the guy. I just don't know if he's the guy. Everything we've seen so far would indicate to me that he's not. All right. We've got Brian Christopherson from Husker 24/7 coming up next. He's got more from Big Ten Media Days, and we'll ask him all about that here on the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.